the longest time, I was very confused as to how Square Enix went from Final Fantasy VII to whatever the hell this is, Square Enix Pride. And this is up on their website right now. Meet the team. We celebrate Pride with the LGBTQ plus members of Square Enix team. Meet Minju, Michael, Izzy, Jamie, Chris, and Anthony. Where did this come from and why is it a thing? I covered it multiple times in the past, how much this is being shoved in people's faces, pronouns, she, they. Tell us about why you're crazy. Do you think LGBT is important in the community? No! It's about video games. No one gives a crap. So now we have an answer. Would you believe it if I told you it comes back to Jeffrey Epstein? September 2018, Square Enix COO Mike Sherlock unexpectedly passes away. September 2018, Activision Blizzard's John Hennecke immediately takes the CMO position as an outside hire. Epstein was so close with Bobby Kotick, and then Activision shows up at Square Enix. All allegedly, of course. So you start connecting the dots of the dates of when Square Enix mourns the loss of Mike Sherlock, chief operating officer for America and Europe in 2018. Chief marketing officer in 2018, John Hennecke. And this immediately following in the years coming after that. Mina drawing contest for LGBTQ plus pride, the religious concepts, the censorship, the pride parades, the pride flags, pride month being celebrated at Square Enix through and through across the board. And we have this leaked message to Jeffrey Epstein. If we can corral Woody and Dick for 22-23, 22nd works for David Brenner. If we got to go without him, so be it. Not easy getting all these guys together. Have a call into Robin's manager. September 26, 2012, Jeffrey Epstein wrote, I will ask friends, Bobby Kotick from Activision, for example, a friend, Bobby Kotick, a friend of Jeffrey Epstein. And then you start diving into the history of this relationship and oh, the tangled webs we weave and how small the world of gaming really is with the connections behind the scenes. Charlie Intel. Additional emails also reveal Jeffrey Epstein's advisors were talking to former Activision CEO Bobby Kotick about microtransactions and Call of Duty back in 2013. I'm all for indoctrinating kids into an economy. You gotta love how his example for real world rewards is virtual items and games. Bobby Kotick, X Prize is a good idea, but key is real world rewards. Learn to read. Cell phone minutes, iPhone credits, virtual items, and games. Where does this all lead to? My God. Call of Duty Mobile. You don't like free CP? This tweet has been deleted. PirateNation.x. Jeffrey Epstein advisors helped push microtransactions in Call of Duty. I'm all for indoctrinating kids into this economy. George Torch. The Epstein emails involving Activision's Bobby Kotick go beyond disgusting. We can't let degenerate elites dictate gaming. Either we create a market of our own games or our hobby will be forever destroyed by corruption, greed, and progressivism. Dragonboard? Well, shit, no wonder. Halo? July is Disability Pride Month. This is, again, Microsoft, Bill Gates, in bed, figuratively, I'd like to think, with Jeffrey Epstein, not literally. happy Pride Month from Halo. At this point, who even knows behind the scenes with all these things coming out? And it all goes back to behind the scenes connections with Activision, former board members going over to Square Enix and then turning Square Enix into this shortly after that happened. Noir, this is crazy. That MFR was literally behind the decline of gaming. He was the one pushing all the shit I hate. His influence in gaming is what I've been fighting all this time. The reunion. Epstein files shows interest in the video game industry, including sharing stock information from Ubisoft, Square Enix, Nintendo, and Tencent. This email was from 2015. Don't you think the culture of these companies changed rather drastically since 2015? I mean, for the longest time, everyone was saying this is BlackRock and Vanguard, which, again, who knows what the connections with Epstein and them is behind the scenes. But it still didn't paint the full picture of what was actually happening. And now we see Epstein being involved right around the same time that all the LGBTQ stuff started indoctrinating gaming, where it was all coming from. And you got to ask the question, like, did he have something to do with it? The reunion. Activision Blizzard employees began to slowly filter in to higher positions at Square Enix in 2016, and then full force after John Hynek took office and the culture of Square Enix began to change rapidly. Oh, would you look at that? Square Enix, Activision, Blizzard, Activision, THQ, Activision, Activision, THQ, Activision, Blizzard. Weird. So what you're telling me is when you put a person up top that's already an indoctrinated person that's following the rules of what someone else wants them to do, they bring in like-minded people that they know from other companies that will follow out and push the agenda that they want. Is this what destroyed Square Enix? This is the email from 2015. Consumer discretionary proposed investing in Ubisoft, Square Enix, Nintendo, Nvidia, and Tencent. Let me move myself all at the bottom there. Look at that. Holy crap. You wonder. Pirate Nation. Epstein files include a 2015 email that shows Jeffrey Epstein's interest in video game stocks. The mail mentions Ubisoft, Square Enix, Nintendo, and Tencent in the context of stock information or investment discussion. There is no evidence in the documents of significant holdings or direct influence over these companies. That doesn't mean it didn't happen, though. And again, I want to point everyone to what did happen with a friend of Jeffrey Epstein and then the investments going through to it. I'll let you guys connect the dots. I'm just giving the information. Chibi Reviews. Epstein being involved in the creation of microtransactions, formation of POL, involved with multiple gaming companies. It's actually insane how many conspiracy theories are coming true and his involvement in everything. I genuinely cannot get over this. Madam Savvy, more Epstein file interests. In this one, Joy is messaging Epstein about showing CEOs of Sony and DENA. DNA makes Pokemon Masters, along with tons of other apps, the Nintendo's branch of the phone apps. And they actually work in other fields too, not just gaming. We looked it up on stream once. Epstein had his investor go to E3. Epstein was invested in game companies like Nintendo and watched them. Epstein writes to very eccentric man about augmented reality, about Pokemon Go. The last image I thought was a little funny, showing a three-way connection. And I believe Jeffrey Epstein is lambasting an Amanda for bad trades. In another email, Amanda is pushing some investor info about Nintendo. So it was just funny to see this here. Again, was Jeffrey Epstein part of the Gamergate saga? It seems like you would be able to connect the dots theoretically and put him at the center of all of this, which isn't that crazy to think, especially when conspiracy theories continue to come through and be proven true. Savvy says, I should add, app bros do this all the time. The best thing you could have done with the rise of the app store and still even now is make stupid apps and sell them. So that's what he was brainstorming with that one guy. Solanus says, Epstein was a Yuri fan who pushed microtransactions in games and is likely also the reason that Pokemon started sucking. And if he really did control Moot, then he banned Gamergate discussion from 4chan. Gamergate has never been more vindicated. Epstein is likely also the reason that Pokemon chat was this downgrade Epstein's fault. Original. Weird. Very androgynous looking characters. It's funny looking back on it. Epstein must be kicking himself in hell upon realizing that if he had just left video games alone, his PDF ring wouldn't be tarnished by now. Reunion. According to these emails from 2018, Epstein and his team were following the latest releases in the gaming industry presented at E3, as well as keeping an eye on Metacritic scores. Makes you wonder why the gaming companies have been so obsessed with Metacritic scores. Well, that's curious. I do think there is something to be said for the emphasis put on Metacritic. Reunion says, this is a report in the Epstein files that was sent in 2018 with several stocks being presented on a custom index, including CD Projekt Red, Capcom, Ubisoft, Activision Blizzard, Nintendo, Sony, and Take-Two. There we go. More communication with Jeffrey Epstein and the video game industry. Investing, divesting, rock solid. I don't think a lot of you guys understand just how toxic you had to be to get banned on Xbox in 2013. This is from AF Post. Jeffrey Epstein was banned from Xbox Live in 2013 due to harassment, threats, and or abuse of other players that was, quote, severe, repeated, and or excessive. This guy, I know it goes without saying that he was the weirdest of weirdos, but if you've ever like seen interviews with him, there's creepy, and then there's whatever the 20 levels past that is. That's halfway to approaching Jeffrey Epstein. Notice of permanent enforcement action of Jeffrey Epstein being banned from Xbox Live. And I said, Jeffrey Epstein spent $25.95 on V-Bucks on Fortnite. Very involved with gaming. Bounding into comics, Epstein files reveal the origins of microtransactions in gaming. Epstein apparently wanted the transactions to go both ways. Users could pay in, but then the game would also reward them with money, credits, or physical items.
What if I told you that Jeffrey Epstein is the origin of microtransactions? As part of the information being released in the Epstein files, we now know that Jeffrey Epstein himself was at the heart of microtransactions. In an email found in the release documents from the American government, Jeffrey Epstein appears to be suggesting that games should have transactions. He suggests that they go both ways.
And again, every time I bring up how they use games to get to the kids, I want everyone to remember this video because it got discovered that's exactly what they were doing.
Players are able to put money into the game, but also the gameplay generates some type of monetary or physical reward. To make matters worse, it would appear that Epstein's advisors also played a hand in the microtransactions that found their way into Call of Duty, most famously known as COD Points, or CP.
I mean, come on. It's almost like they were drunk with power behind the scenes and they're just fucking with people because they knew nobody could stop them. It's insane. Like, in hindsight, holy shit. How is this real life? The truth is stranger than fiction. I know I keep saying that, but holy shit.
There's more to Jeffrey Epstein in gaming than any of us may have expected. Subscribe to find out more.
So that is the Jeffrey Epstein, all going back to my frustration again. I think this is a prime example of his influence in injecting LGBTQ in the gaming industry by being buddy-buddy with people over at Activision Blizzard and getting someone inserted there after the previous person was unfortunately passed away. However, they disappeared from this planet. And then after that, slowly filling in the rest of the department with like-minded people from Activision Blizzard. It's just, I don't know, a little too convenient, just a little too convenient, but I don't know. Make of it what you will. I can't help but draw the connection between the two. Let me know what you guys think about it, but I will leave that one right there.